Dear brothers and sisters, today I'd like to say something about the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles, you know, had were very courageous and very brave telling the people after our Lord has left already. They said that they honor God rather than men. Alam niyo po, they were very stubborn. They were very courageous. When the Jews and the heads of the Jews were threatening the apostles led by Saint Peter and even imprisoned them. That's how courageous the apostles were for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alam mo ninyo, sila ay maraming paghihirap right after our Lord Jesus Christ had already went up to heaven. At kahit na sila po ay maraming mga pagsubok, maraming mga ginagawa para sa ating Panginoon at sinasabi na siya ay anak ng Diyos. At alam po ninyo ay indeed it was very difficult for the apostles. And as we all know, nung sila po ay matapos na ang kanilang ginagawa in order to spread the teachings of our Lord. Well, I think you all know that the 12 or 11 apostles were hanged or they were killed, and only one of the apostles, that is Saint John, Saint John the apostle, was saved. So lahat po sila, they were killed and executed. And that is why today we have to be grateful to Saint Peter and the apostles, because they laid their lives in order to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So tignan ninyo, mga kapatid, strength, and they really offered their lives for the gospel of our Lord and to reach out to many people all over the world. And that is why now, well, the Christian church, and particularly the Catholics, we Catholics have really gone and have expanded to billions of Catholics. And that is what our Lord said, that we should go and bring people to the Catholic or to the Christian churches. Well, the other thing that we should remember is that as Christians, well, we should really also try to go against this immorality, and not only immoralities but also dishonesty and injustice. And of course, for our faith. You know, the SBD Bishop, Father Finneman, or William Finneman, he was the head in Calapan, Oriental Mindoro. And, you know, during that time, there was this war between Germany and between the Allied Church, Allied soldiers, and these Japanese who were allied to Germans, to the Germans, where they come to our country also. And you know, when the Japanese went to Calapan, Oriental Mindoro, you know, they were forcing, you know, women to be comfort women in a Catholic school. And the bishop went to the leader of the Japanese, their captain, and he said, "That is wrong, what you are doing. That is immoral," he said, "because I think you've known also about this comfort women for the soldiers." And the leader or captain was very mad. Nagalit po siya doon sa obispo for telling them that that is immoral, that is against the Christian law. And you know what they did, the soldiers, they brought this bishop and they put him in a boat and blindfolded him. And then when they were already in the deep sea, you know, they put some heavy stones, and you know what they did? They threw them. They threw him into the deep water. And you know, of course, he could not anymore survive, because he was also carrying a big stone, and he went under the sea. At alam niyo po, mga kapatid, itong bispong ito, si William Finneman, German, you know, he is supposed to be a saint because of what he had done, and he was a martyr. So, you see, that as Christian Catholics, we should, while it is very difficult for us to emulate what this bishop did, but it is something that we should also remember, that we Christians and the apostles should really follow what our Lord said, that we should go against immorality, against dishonesty, injustice, and so on. And as somebody said, the only way by which evil people can prosper is for the good to do nothing. So, dear brothers and sisters, we may not be as a martyr like the apostles or this Bishop Finneman, but we should go against evil as a true Christian and as a good Catholic. Amen.